The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this 22nd day of August, 2016. Ron McDonald's riding shotgun with me. Is that damn thing loaded, by the way?
Oh, it always is loaded.
Oh, good.
I never go anywhere without it being loaded.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hi, gentlemen. Firstly, I think Ron is, he said the most profound thing. People have been conditioned out of their power. And I think they've always been conditioned out of their power, which is why 3% did it the first time. Secondly, when you were, I went out and about this weekend, and probably like you, I don't play well with others in public. I just tell it how it is, and we see how it goes. And I spoke with this bartender who was in his 30s, and I said, I just got to ask you, if you had to vote today, who do you pick? And he says, well, my choices are, and I'm trying to quote him as best I can, between a psychopath and a criminal. So my assumption was that he was talking about Hillary and Trump respectively, but he was talking about it the other way around. So when I started asking him questions about, well, why do you think that there's a criminal running for office? And he said, well, you know, the emails and the Benghazi, and I caught on pretty quickly. And I said, well, what makes you think Trump is a psychopath? And he says, well, you know, I go through the alternative media. So I said, well, what alternative media do you use? And he said, well, you know, I go to the Huffington Post.
Oh, that's not alternative. He doesn't know that?
I go to Democracy Now.
Oh, yes.
And I go to PolitiFact.
Ah.
And I said, so you don't think that the same three having to have a similar slant on everything? He said, oh, yeah, they absolutely do, and that's where I get my information.
And he and he's satisfied with that information, and he bases his opinion on what he's calling the alternative media. Man, this guy should climb in one of the bottles that he's swinging across that bar.
My head almost blew off. So I said, well, I tell you what. Here are some references for you, and I wrote them down on a business card, and I said, I want you to take the time, just go read a couple of things. I said, do you remember Eddie Murphy movies in the 80s? He says, oh, yeah, I love them. I said, you got to watch Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. He was involved in some of that. And I said, then from there, take this one and this one and this one. And I tried to baby step walk him to some sort of truth, but the whole point of me calling was, these people, they have no flippin' idea. They don't even know where they are geographically. When I ask them for directions, they don't know where north is. They don't know anything, and it's amazing to me.
How sad is this?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm set back. I think people like you and people like Ron, who have questioned this since your teenage years and knew something was wrong but didn't quite know what it was at that time, and I was the same way, I think we're from another planet, maybe.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I learned early, you know the saying, you can't fight City Hall? Is that a saying for a country that is founded on freedom, or is that something different than freedom?
Yeah, that is complete do as you're told and don't fight City Hall, even though you guys created City Hall.
Well, because the privilege that you're afforded by us may be revoked.
Oh, my gosh, I know, and I was blown away. And then I got home, and I kicked on the Internet, and I started listening to you tell your story. I'm like, same thing happened to me this weekend, and it kind of blew my mind.
You know, I got to tell you, last night I was so unsettled. Because it is getting progressively, and I hate to use that term, it's getting progressively worse. It used to be that if people had an opinion, they would at least express it. Now they're withholding their opinion pending that ridicule they know it's going to be coming their way. Rather than standing for what they believe, they're not saying anything. And the last character that I talked to yesterday, I'll tell you what, the guy was exasperating because I was trying to explain to him when he was telling me that, well, geez, you know, that lesbians and gays, they need rights too. I said, they're afforded all the rights that you and I, unless you're a foo-foo, I don't know, and I quite frankly don't care. Or I may be one, in which case, by your conversation, you wouldn't care either. I said, but the rights were there for everybody, whether you be white, black, a foo-foo, a lesbo, whatever you were.
No matter what your religion or your belief, right.
Yeah. But
you tried to level the playing field.
Well, but now, see, now there's been added into this mix more opinion based on what? Like your bartender going to those alternative sources. And if they're promoting themselves as such, does the term leading the opposition come into play?
Right, and yeah. They don't know that that's what it is. They actually believe they're doing deep research, which is kind of scary to me because I realize how stupid people actually are. And I don't think we're stupid. I think we're so easily manipulated, which is really scary to me. One final quick thing.
Yeah.
I think if Trump is elected, we will also have a war.
What makes you say that?
Because the response from a black officer shooting a black felon with a gun led to riots. And I think that other side wants blood. They want us gone. And if Trump is in there, I don't think they're going to stop and wait and see what happens. I think they're going to go for it just as bad if
okay.
The other side happens.
Well, then, Mike, let me ask you the follow-up question. If we're going to have another civil war in this country, would you rather be fighting under the banner of Hillary or Donald?
Well, yeah, if we have another civil war, I would fight under the banner of the Constitution closest to Donald.
In the same room? Yeah.
If God blesses me to be in some weird place that I'm going to be there, but I will defend myself, my friends, my family, and my loved ones.
Yeah. Well,
no matter
what.
Yeah,
well, and Mike, I understand and I appreciate that. That is the prudent and necessary thing to do. But as I've said before, you know, because you've moved out in the woods or you've got the wherewithal to stay out of the way of the fray for a while, don't worry, they'll become knocking on any door that you're at into the future. You know, that's fine and dandy. You're going to be doing what you're supposed to be doing for your family, your loved one, and your friends. But you'll be doing this sitting around a campfire watching America disappear.
Yeah, and I'm 8 miles from Denver City Center. I'm in the suburbs. And I know I can envision how gruesome life can get really, really fast, and I do not relish it or look forward to it. And but I don't see another trajectory for this country with either one of them being elected.
Well, and you see where the supposed conservatives on the other side of the aisle have gone. They've gone dead, mute, and silent. The only thing they want to do is pick a fight with those that are disagreeing with their criminal cabal.
Right. And so when you have two criminal enterprises against something,
yep,
that kind of tells me, okay, if the Gambinos and the other ones that Salente used to like to talk about,
Genoveses,
are both against it, well, it's probably coming.
Well, you eliminate what you term the something.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm the something, and you're the something, and Ron's the something, and most of your hosts are, mm-hmm. and most of your listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to find ways to connect with each other if it goes this way and stick together.
Hey, Mike, find me the Billy Joel song that some of the passages will all go down together. Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call.
Yep. Thanks for the show.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I think that was what was that? It was the the song about Vietnam. Yeah, see if you can pull a clip out of that. We're all gonna die. I don't think that's the name of that. I don't think Billy Joel ever did a song called "We're All Gonna Die." we're all gonna die. I can guarantee you, in the next 100 years, there's gonna be at least 7 billion people on the face of this planet. They're gonna be dead. And then we start the whole thing all over again. Speaking of which, childbirth. Climate change activists are mobilizing to cut the birth rate, arguing that richer nations should discourage people having children in order to protect them from the ravages of global warming and reduce emissions. Travis Reeder, assistant director of the Berman Institute on Bioethics. Whoa, what a strange term that is. At Johns Hopkins University, told National Public Radio, by the way, your tax dollars are helping to fund that propaganda arm, by the way, that bringing down global fertility by half, a child per woman, could be the best thing that saves us. Here's a provocative thought. Maybe we should protect our kids by not having them, Mr. Reeder said, who has one child. I think that's too much, Mr. Reeder. I'm going to come over to your house tonight and kill that child because I don't want him to suffer the ravages of climate change. Do you think that'd be a good defense, Ron, in a murder case?
Well, you know, I've heard it all, including a criminal falling through a skylight after trying to rob the place, and he wins $1 million. So, yeah, why not?
He proposed... It's not funny. I'm laughing to keep from crying. His proposed procreation disincentives, such as government tax breaks for poor people. Tax breaks? They don't pay any taxes. They're on the government dole. So, tax breaks for the poor and tax penalties for the rich. A kind of a carbon tax on kids, it was called. Poor nations would be cut slack because they're still developing and because their per capita emissions are a sliver of the developed world. Plus, it just doesn't look good for the rich Western nations to tell people and poor ones not to have kids, NPR said. His paper, Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change, written with two Georgetown University professors, is scheduled to be published in October.
Here's another question. You know, I know there's a lot of poverty in the United States, but when I was growing up, I did more searching for knowledge on my own than school has ever taught me.
You and I both, brother.
Yeah, and the advantage is out there for anyone. And I lived on Bayview's Hunter's Point, right there on Hunter's Point, and there was just no incentive to be educated. You know, it was a lifestyle. So, Jesus, what a mess this country is in when we don't promote education in the youth.
Did you just use the Lord's name in vain?
Did I really?
You said Jesus.
Oh, I did. I guess I did.
Their work, by the way.
Freudian slip.
Their work coincides with that of a Conceivable Future, a New Hampshire-based nonprofit founded on the premise that the climate crisis is a reproductive crisis. The activists insist that they're not advocating a coercive government-imposed solution, such as China's much-decried one-child policy. But Climate Depot's Mark Morano said that's a logical extension. U.S. environmentalists are taking a page from China's mandatory one-child policy, even as China abandons the policy, Mr. Morano said in a Friday statement. He noted that the climate change groups have also touted the argument that people may have sex less often on a warmer planet, which would presumably lower the birth rate. What?
Who is this guy?
An asshat? But they're out there, and they're in colleges, they're in foundations, they're professors in colleges in this country. Not in Soviet Union or the red state of China. Here in America.
Insanity.
Marty. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's like my telling my wife she can never have chocolate again during those times. You know?
Well, the responsible people in this country, the white birth rate has dropped a lot because they're responsible. They're not going to have children if they have an indication that they're not going to be able to make enough money to support those children. I would like to see a tax incentive, Mr. Trump, in this country to make more white people. God. Marty in Idaho. Hello, Marty.
Hi. I just wanted to share with you that I finally watched The Greatest Story Never Told. Spent most of yesterday, and I'm still not through with that. And I think that... That's something that would help everybody wake up, but I don't know how to get people to watch a movie. I mean, I'm still not through, and I watched for like 6 or 7 hours yesterday.
Marty,
yes.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, literally. You know, it's still fashionable for everybody, and I am not saying, and I don't ever want to be quoted as saying that Adolf Hitler was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I know the setup that Germany went through, not once, not twice, but three times now, to culturally smash that country, the communist, still communist, Angela Merkel, is literally dissolving what's left of the culture in Germany. Oh, by the way, I guess you can call that 2.5 when the wall came down, and you had half of the communists walk into West Germany and go, hey, this is pretty nice. This is a hell of a lot better than where we just came from. But where was
the... What words did I take out of your mouth or yours out of mine? I forget.
I was just going to say, you're still not done watching The Greatest Story Never Told, and you wouldn't know how to convince people to spend 6 hours to watch something like that. That was going to be the thing that was going to come out of my mouth next. Dedicated and truth-seeking people will take time to do thorough research and look at things. But hell,
must be. But they're not all like us, are they?
Well, and you know what? I remember the day that the most important thing, Marty and Ron, the after the Mutt and Jeff and I ran into the other guy that didn't believe that there was 30% unemployment in his country. I looked at him and I said, you know, I said, I'm not going to say anything else to you. And I said, I'm just going to bid you a good night. I said, but I want you to ask yourself the question and don't stop until you answer yourself. What do you consider normalcy? And he just looked at me and I walked out.
Yeah.
See, what's being defined right now before our very eyes and our culture and our society is... Well, what is normal? There is no normal anymore.
I don't see it here. Well, in my little house with my little dogs, you know, I'm normal within my little place here, you know. But
well, I hope to hell somebody doesn't figure out how to poll your dogs because they might have been infected. Your doggies might turn against you.
No, they wouldn't. Little Lucy and Gus. I've had them for 12 years. And they're healthy, and they're little schnauzers. Little German dogs.
Okay,
and I'm of German extraction, too, actually Austrian, so I feel very connected. I felt very connected in my heart. I mean, I just sat there almost for 7 hours, except for a little bathroom break and a little food for the dogs.
What did you think of that?
Oh, I'm still not done. I thought it was almost done.
No. But Marty, far you've watched 6 hours of it. What do you think?
I think it was close to seven, but it wasn't straight. I had to get up once in a while.
Marty, let me ask the question again, Marty.
Yeah.
You've watched 6 hours. What did you think so far?
Well, I see the truth, and I felt it's an honest description of what happened. I felt he's a great, I think he has a wonderful human being. He cared about his country. At this one point, he looked over to the, is that east or west, toward Russia, and said, oh, they're coming. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. And he set out to take care of it. And he went and got them, or tried to.
Tried to.
Marty,
hang on a second. Now you want to talk about it. Hold on. Let me carry you through the break here.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Marty, about an hour into the greatest story never told, I did detect a certain amount of, should I say, self-serving propaganda. But the more I watch that, into the third, fourth, fifth, sixth hour, I only saw the 6-hour and 15-minute version. I learned one hell of a lot. Things that have been purposely scrubbed from the history books. And I don't know what it is about the Germanic people that these commies have such a,
fear of?
Fear of, and a real desire to do them in.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't understand what is holding the German people together now, spit and chewing gum? I don't know. These people...
I guess so.
Like I said, World War I, World War II... They are still there, and then we had the 2.5 measure with the Berlin Wall falling, and now we got Angela Merkel. Let's add that up to 3 strikes against Germany, and they're still standing.
Hitler was a humanitarian. He cared about all of Europe, and he wasn't just, Aryans, me. You know, he wanted everybody to have their own nationality, and he was helping them to see that and be that. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so passionate about this whole thing.
Well, and
I have to finish it now.
No, I can understand. I can understand that sentiment. Mm. And you know, he did not. He's been portrayed as the early one that wanted a new world order. He wanted to conquer the world like the Romans did.
Well, or the Britons, which were actually, they were the big empire.
Right.
And were the one that won after him.
And he did not want that. What did you think of when he let the Jewish bankers take their stuff and get the hell out of Germany?
Okay, now that was like around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, let me think. I mean, I sat there all day, really. I had a headache at the end. It was tough.
All right.
And I had to finally say, you're going to die if you don't. I thought that was cool. That was the transfer agreement, right?
Well, and, you know, it's been noted that the United Nations, and Britain helped set Israel up. Well, actually, it was more Adolf Hitler that set Israel up than it was Britain or the United Nations.
He sent them over, I believe, if I remember, to Palestine with all their stuff, and the money was in Germany, mm-hmm. and then they had some credit thing. I can't remember the money part of it, how it worked.
I do, but that's another.
But that was Palestine, not Israel per se. But there wasn't an Israel then, was there?
No, there was Palestine, and there was a postage size stamp that was Israel that was granted to them for their Jewish state. Now all of a sudden, it's flipped around. The Palestinians are now on the postage stamp, and the Israelis for their quest for greater Israel, and ain't going to stop with Palestine. It's going to keep spreading.
I've read that Oded Enon thing several times. I've really got it down, and I see it's just happening.
Yeah.
And I have so much I can share with people, but people just go,
oh, I know.
Yeah.
Look, Marty, that's part of the frustration. They don't even have the time to pay attention.
Anything. The USS Liberty. I mentioned that to my son. I was on the phone for an hour and a half with my son 2 nights ago. He's 58 years old, 56 rather. Mom, I know you believe that. I said, well, no, I don't believe it. I know it. Oh, well, Mom knows anything? You know, I think one point I want to make is that we know how history repeats itself, okay? So that is why this movie, or doc, is so important.
Well, I tried to get people to watch it.
See it happening all over again.
I tried to get people to watch it. I don't know what percentage of this audience did.
Well, you got 1% here.
All right. Marty, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for telling me about that about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Ron, did you watch it?
On my internet right now. I'm going to be watching that.
What kind of system can you get internet on your television?
Yeah, I can.
Do yourself a favor. Can you go YouTube on your TV?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can.
Good. Use your TV. Don't do the laptop or your small computer screen.
A big screen. It's a big screen.
It's not as big as the one you had in your living room, at least the last time I was out there.
No, it's not.
Trust me, you're going to want to do this, Ron McDonald.
Okay.
Watch it on your big TV in the comfort of those overstuffed chairs you have there, unless you got rid of those.
Nope, still
okay.
have them.
All right. Let's take the break here. Betty in North Carolina, you're up next after the bottom of the hour break. The call-in number for today, or until things change, 512-716-1523.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By the way, Ron, the warmest here have now graduated from regulating our light bulbs, coal plants, and SUVs to regulating our family size. Mr. Morano said, let's keep global warming out of the bedroom. Mr. Ryder's book, Toward a Small Family... You're going to love this one. Toward a Small Family Ethic, How Overpopulation and Climate Change Are Affecting the Morality of Procreation. You like the words that are chosen there?
My God.
By the way, to my friend out there in Idaho, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law have seen fit not to really come out against Adolf Hitler, the greatest story ever told, because they're hoping that the people that they've got brainwashed aren't curious enough to go see it. That told me how much salient true fact was in that documentary. We'll keep you from it. No. Nothing happening here. Let's just move on.
Say, John?
Yes.
Are you going to promote donations so we can still stay on next Monday? Or?
Well, actually, I just had a bit of good news. Vonage had an outage. That's why the 800 numbers were not working today. So what happens when your phone company goes out? Who do you call? Ghostbusters? Jeez. So, hey, Mikey, do me a favor. The office number, make sure that that at least rings over to... You might get a surprise. Now, hold on now. You pessimistic pile of poo. Now, you might be surprised. Dial the office number. It might even ring on the office phone. I know. No, I haven't been drinking and I haven't been smoking dope. I'm being positive here, okay? He's still shaking his head. Okay, you got it there. Donations, folks, please. I made a deal. You weren't here. Ron, I made a deal with people. I said, I'm going to hang in here. At least the balance of this year. I'm not promising anything for January of 2017. I'm going to be too busy counting my bullets and oiling my guns. But I made a pledge that at least we're going to be here September, October, November, and December. I can almost guarantee you Hillary Clinton gets in there, all bets are off for 2017.
Wow.
But Donald Trump gets in there, I think it's going to restore and get the mojo working. I think he's going to call the banks, tell them to throw open the credit windows. Otherwise, you guys are going to be investigated and jailed. I think he's going to have, at least as president of the United States, that much power.
See, I think if Hillary Clinton gets in there, the people are going to need you more than ever before.
They're going to what?
They'll need you more than ever before.
Need who?
If she gets in.
I don't understand.
Well, they need the voice of truth more than ever if Hillary Clinton gets into office.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I'm sorry, there's going to be too much of a civil war going on. That's going to be It's going to be hard to be heard above the sound of gunfire. You know, and not saying anything. Whoops, here comes another. Whoops. Wait a minute. There goes the bullet over my head. I'm back in front of the mic. Oh, here comes another one. Oh, gosh. It's going to be hard to do a radio show with the bullets flying. But
you
believe
there will be a civil war?
Yeah, look, Ron.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I spoke to the campaign manager that is running against John McCain. I had a very long conversation with the man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't solicit this, and I didn't paint the picture for him to add the final brushstrokes into the conversation, into the picture, if you will. He said to me, I simply said, things are so screwed up in this country. And he said, look, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people in the inside are of this opinion. If Hillary Clinton gets elected president of the United States, we will have a civil war in 2017. I didn't say it. He said it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I think? Well, I don't know. What do you want to make a bet that there won't be an all-out assault on gun ownership? Will the George Soros and the Joy Boys, will they fund more unrest in this country? So we do have martial law and the city's burning down? I don't know. Give it a... Ron,
use your imagination on
that one.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah. I mean, it's that stinking bad. Any rate, 800-724-2719. Make a credit card today donation, folks. There have been people that called in and said I'd be sending it by check, and I've been waiting, and I haven't seen it. So you people that have at least pledged to do a donation, please do so. Let me give you the address real quick. RBN, not GCN, not RBN, 2251. Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go to the website. This is probably easiest. Got a credit card? Go to the website. RepublicBroadcasting.org, top of the page. Look all the way to the right under that little blue strip under the red banner that says, because you can handle the truth. Real talk, real news, real people. While we're still here. Make a donation. That takes you to the PayPal page. You can do Diners Club. We can't accept Diners Club on our credit card machine here. And I think there's one other, a Discovery. We don't do Discovery on the in-house credit card machine, but you can make a donation through PayPal on those. So, folks, please donate today. I want to be around. I've got enough steam in the boiler that if we've got at least enough operating capital, I'll keep holding up my end of the bargain. We'll keep doing this network. And some people, they listen to me out of necessity because I've been around since Hector was a pup, literally. No, hell no. Hector would have died 10 years ago. Well, I've been around the longest. At any rate, as Vince Fanelli said, the godfather of alternative media. Thanks, Vince Fanelli. I want that on my gravestone, you son of a gun. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I accepted the liability for going through the 10 Bill of Rights, writing down what is in each one, and then writing down a violation of each one that I'm particularly unhappy about.
Oh, pray tell.
Yeah, well, and to correct it, you know, usually it's just the opposite, like repeal the 17th Amendment for the 10th, you know, violation of state's representative.
Okay, well, just go, Betty, just go through your list.
No, I don't have them in front of me, but what I'm trying to go beyond that is to say that if the parents will do it and then kind of expect their kids to be able to do it, and then they ought to move out and expect their church to do it, and almost like Luther, to hang it on the door of the church.
I'll tell you what, the only thing that I want to hang on the door of the church is a dead chicken. Because these preachers and pastors, these evokers of God's will and freedom and liberty, you know, for the supreme being that wants us unfettered and protected for eternity, doesn't seem like he's had a talk with his flesh and blood minions on the planet Earth here to play good shepherd and to tell the parishioners to their various churches how much peril they're really in.
Yeah, but just like me taking a liability for my own, it took me a half an hour to do that. I had no idea it was going to take me that long. But that was one thing. And then let me go on to just one quick other thing. Mm-hmm. Went to the dental office, and Time Life magazine, have you seen their Secret Society's 100-page magazine that they're putting out on the dental office table?
No, I haven't.
Read?
No,
only,
I haven't.
Only up until September 16th, mind you. It's going to be published for a $15 or $17 book, but this is a 100-page magazine for everybody, you know, to take up and look at, and it makes it an interesting thing. They include the Sons of Liberty as a secret society.
Sons of Liberty?
Yeah,
isn't that horrible? I didn't know they were kept quite a secret. Well, maybe from their side it was kept a secret. Interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy thing anyway. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
John,
Betty.
And all for you do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed.
John, talking about the greatest story never told, I really couldn't sit through 6 hours and 35 minutes of it. It's just too, I don't want to say pro-Nazi, but it wasn't actually the truth in the sense where, you know, the Second World War, like the First World War, was started over economics. Germany was overpowering Britain as the world's number one exporter and importer. So they had to destroy Germany, First World War, and it was amazing how Hitler, between 33 and 37, 38, rebuilt Germany. And they had to once again destroy the Germans. I mean, after all, these are people who work very hard, very intelligent people. But I kind of wonder, John, I mean, many books when I was a kid, I grew up hearing from my grandparents how Hitler was a great guy, and I believed it. You know, they were Germans, they came over, they remember the Kaiser as a young kid, they came over here after the war, and that's all I heard. And when you start looking at the people who financed Hitler, though, I kind of wonder, the Wahlbergs, the Rothschilds, you've had numerous Jewish bankers from America and the Gerbers also from Germany and Krupp who were Jewish. Why would they want to back someone who had intentions on destroying the race? So I kind of wonder.
Okay, well, Ed, I would, you know, the only thing that I can say to you is if you can't carve out 6 hours and 25 minutes to sit down and watch that, the answer to that question will be revealed in that documentary.
But I think a better book is by David Irving called Hitler's War. That book is the only book I've ever read that's told it from the German perspective. I'm surprised you haven't had him on your show yet. Because the greatest story ever never told is just compilations from other people's works. It's all it is. It's not like one person sat down and, okay, from the first minute to the last minute of the 6 hour and 35
minutes. Well, it would have been, Ed, don't you think it would have been real hard if somebody was alive during the First World War and through the Second World War and everything that happened in between? I don't know how you go about fact-finding and gathering information, but I've never seen an end-all, be-all. You know, you're taking a small slice of this, and you're coming at it with Irving's angle on the banks and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying to you is that unless you're the one that made the history, you're the only one that has the right to write it. And there is a compilation of information, but most of that has been proven correct. Let me put it to you this way. Okay. I would give that greatest story never told, I would give it a 4 out of 5 stars. And the reason I say that is if 70-75% of the information in there is correct, that is much more history than you'll ever know, and it's quickly being erased.
How many people actually know about the bombing of Dresden in 45? Not many.
Well, and again, if you'd watch that, you'd learn much more of that. It wasn't just Dresden. It was every major city in Germany.
Nuremberg, I know my grandparents went back to Germany in the 70s, and they couldn't believe how much it changed. Thank God they're not alive today to see what Germany has turned
into. I was in Germany in the 70s, and again, the German people, industrious, beer-drinking, schnapps-loving people that they are, rebuilt it in that short span of what, 25 years that since I made it over to Germany. In 25 years, they rebuilt the country again. These people don't know how to quit.
If you really want to understand Hitler, read Mein Kampf. That I've read a couple times. That's the definitive...
Yeah, but Ed, I'm having a hard time trying to understand why you couldn't watch that documentary and you're telling me to read Mein Kampf?
No, it's just because...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to exasperate you today.
I know.
I'm just having a hard time processing this.
Mein Kampf I could read because it's primary source from Adolf Hitler who wrote the book. Then you have a movie that's 6.5 hours. I think it was longer than that, but they cut out some of it due to copyright infringement. But the whole point is, you know, I don't want to sit there and watch something that I know isn't 100% correct.
How do you know?
And I don't.
Thank you.
I don't.
Thank you, Ed.
Like, I take everything with a grain of salt, John.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Ed. So, have some pepper with your salt. That's the only thing I can say. And I have yet to have somebody like Ed just tell me that what is in that is a lot of propaganda when they didn't sit down and read it. Let me explain something here. Yeah, it wasn't... Hitler wanted to get rid of the bankers. He realized the infestation of the bankers. The Warburgs. You know, and the like. He understood who and what they were. That's why he threw them the hell out of Germany. And to be fair about it, ill-gotten gains that they had because they set themselves up to be the middlemen in Germany, he said, look, I'm going to allow you to leave, pack your bags you will and you must, but you know what? Take your ill-gotten gains and get the hell out of my country. It wasn't just Dresden, my friend. It was every major city. These people were set for extinction, extermination. And you're really going to love, toward the end of the war and after the war, who made decrees that, well, we don't even have to follow the Geneva Convention. The million or two German soldiers that we have in custody right now, they don't fall under the Geneva Convention. A lot of those people were killed off. Watch the damn documentary, Ed. Get yourself a pot of coffee, a couple of toothpicks, prop your eyeballs open,
Spend 6 hours and 25 minutes for me. If not yourself, do it for me.
I will do it for you, John, but let's not forget the 11 million German women who were raped, too.
By who? Germans?
Russians.
I know American. That. Ed, I know. Would you watch the damn documentary?
Okay. All right, John.
All right,
Ed. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Gosh. I'm going to have to come down here, Ed, and hold you down. Pour a case of Red Bull down your throat and prop your eyes open.
You know, I had a review on my book from a woman, and she says, admittedly, I have not read the book.
Oh, she reviewed it, but she didn't read it?
She did not. She reviewed it, but she did not read it.
Well,
I gave a one.
What?
Gave a one.
Out of what?
Something on the radio or something.
Wait. Gave a one out of what? A possible what?
On Amazon. 1 out of 5.
Oh, so she reviewed it but didn't read it.
Yeah. I admittedly have not read the book, but I'm giving it a 1. Okay. Can't argue with that.
Does she know Ed? I'm teasing Ed. Ed, I'm teasing.
Who brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. By the way, I sent your book over to Patrick Wood, by the way.
Ah.
And that went out to him last week. I promised him I would send him out one. He sent me his book. I had him on, 3 weeks ago, Mike? Yeah, about that. At any rate, technocracy.com, that's his website. What is it? Technocracy.news. Look it up for me so I don't look like an idiot if I misquoted. In the meantime, let me go to Steve in Iowa. Hello, Steve.
Good evening. I do not have access to the Internet. I need to know where I can get numerous copies of The Greatest Story Never Told. Where can I buy them from?
Steve, let me do this. Let me put you on hold. My little fact finder over here. What's the web address? For Technocracy? .news. Technocracy.news. Okay. Dial up and tell this guy where he can get a copy of Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. Come on, Google it. You just did it for that. Why do you give me such a hard time producing my show? Do I have to hire the guy with the suit? And the guy that pre-screens the calls and the guy that runs the board? Okay, all right. Steve, he's going to take you down and put you on hold.
Okay, very well.
Okay. And let me go to Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
John.
Jim.
I know your frustration.
Can you feel my pain? Can you feel my pain?
Well, let me tell you.
What?
Okay, I watched that 6-hour-plus documentary.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, what was it? Was it Hellstorm that came out?
Yeah.
What is it, Goodrich that did that? And that was basically about Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched those two, and then I finally said to myself, I said, you know what? I have never read Mein Kampf, and I need to go do that. And if you're really lazy like me, you can find it in audio, and you can just listen to it.
Is it in German? Or is it, you're talking about an e-book read?
No, I think that you can get it on the website Justice4, justice4germans.com.
Okay.
I think they've got the audio on there, and they did it off the original book. But after I read that, I went back and I watched The Greatest Story Never Told about 5 more times. So, Mr. Ed,
Hey, Winnie the Little Burr.
I mean, come on.
I know.
If you have to, do it in part, do it in parts, but watch it.
Well, what happened with me, Jim, is I started watching the damn thing, and I think I remember it. I started watching it at like 11 o'clock at night or something. I was up till 5 or 6 o'clock the next morning. I'm standing in my kitchen making a cup of tea, and tears are coming down my face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time I've watched it, I've watched it all the way through. I just put everything aside and said, no, I got to watch this again.
And man, it's horrific. Now, is there anything out there in the history books You know, I mean, this is why the ADL and Southern Poverty Law and the other protectorate of the, you know, keeping people away from the anti-Semites won't talk about this, either Hellstorm or The Greatest Story Never Told, because it reveals so much fact. I mean, they don't want anybody near it. They're hoping that the generations that are still retaining this knowledge die out faster than they already are. They won't touch it.
Well, you know, I think the things in that documentary, I think the things that really hit me hard was I had already had a little bit of knowledge about what exactly happened in World War One. I knew about the Balfour Declaration.
Right.
And I knew about the hyperinflation in Germany.
Right.
And then I also had, not long before I got to watch the documentary, I found out about Hitler being on the front of Time Magazine, yeah. Man of the Year.
Yes.
And I started looking at that, and I said, well, wait a minute.
How about
he turned that whole country around to be the biggest industrial might in the world in 3 years?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what he did. And
FDR had us swimming in poverty for 15?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And we could do the same damn thing right now. Get rid of these lousy frickin' middlemen bankers right now. Issue script. The government issues script. Okay, you worked 40 hours at whatever. Okay, here's your script that's redeemable anywhere. That's what Hitler did. He said, to hell with you bankers.
Who was the Libyan guy, Gaddafi?
Yeah.
He had programs similar to Hitler's. He was giving married couples that were going to have babies. He was making sure they could have a house.
He wanted a gold-backed currency. He went even further than that. He wanted to slap the bankers right in the face like Hitler did.
Yeah.
This guy had to go. Jim, I got to go because we're out of time.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, John.
That's good. Not to wish your life away, but yeah, that's good. You know, Ed, I'm going to be dreaming about you tonight, man. God. And Ron?
Yes.
Here's your homework assignment. You got seven days to complete this little project.
And I have a little time, too, for it. So.
Okay, well, good. And put it on the big TV, please.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
By the way, it was Roger Calloway that told me about if Hillary, the inside, if Hillary Clinton gets elected.
Ah.
Bum, ba-da-dum, bum. 2 bits. 800-724-2719. Mikey, did you get any donation calls? Okay. You know what I did last week, Ron?
Haven't a clue.
Asked for donations. Phone didn't ring. Phone didn't ring.
And it's still not ringing.
So I got up out of the chair for about 5 minutes, and there was nothing but dead air.
Ah.
What are we fighting for? I don't know. I don't give a damn. By the way, pull that down. By the way, you know how they're always calling our soldiers that are over there murdering people for no damn good reason at all heroes?
Ron? Yeah. Yeah.
I finally dawned on me this weekend the difference between heroes and what our soldiers are doing. Heroes save lives. They don't take them.
Hey.
Holy, it took me that long. I went, duh.
That is a valid point, isn't it?
You know, a fireman runs into a burning building to go rescue a crying baby or somebody's puppy. Okay, that's a hero. He's saving lives. How the hell can we call our uniformed people over there killing people on an undeclared war? How the hell can we call them heroes?
Plus, they do it on their own volition.
Voluntarily.
It's an act of courage.
Ooh. Outstanding point. I don't know, don't give a damn.
Louder!
Louder, you!
I remember that.
1969, little farm up there in New York. I was 16 years old. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right. See you next Monday. Folks, donate, please, to the network. 800-724-2719. We got to stand. I know what we stand for, and I know what we're standing against. Help us be there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.